Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Gant. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting third, the first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andres Thomas. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Deion James. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Mahler. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykstra for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Obergfell reaches second base with a double. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. McReynolds moves to third. It's 3-1, Braves. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Elster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Carter moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Darling bunts towards the mound. Mahler fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. Elster moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Dykstra is 0-1 in the game. Dykstra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 2. The Braves will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1-1. James hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Rick Mahler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mahler bunts towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Virgil moves to second. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gant is 0-1 in the game. Gant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Virgil trying to get to home. McReynolds throws the ball into Carter, who tags Virgil, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Backman is 0-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Magadan is 0-1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Strawberry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McReynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Strawberry scores. It's Mets, 3, Braves, 3. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Mahler. McReynolds moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Elster is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Darling is 0-0 in the game. Darling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Obergefell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Olwin now pitching. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykstra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Strawberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Strawberry hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of James. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Magadan moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-3, Mets. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Mets. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Virgil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Runge pinch hits for Ed Olwin. Paul Runge is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Runge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Pulleo now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Elster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elster hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Darling is 0-for-1 in the game. Darling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Ron Gant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Obergefell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Mets. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan fields the ball and throws to Darling covering. Safe. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 6. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykstra strikes out. 1 out. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Virgil for a passed ball. Backman moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. James reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pulio strikes out. 1 out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. James scores. Virgil moves to second. It's 8-7, Mets. Bob McClure now pitching. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to third. Gant moves to second. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 7. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up beyond short. Thomas can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Bob McClure. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it and tags Mozilli for the out. He's got Johnson trapped. He throws to Virgil, who throws to Obergfell, who tags Johnson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Roger McDowell now pitching. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 7. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Virgil bunts towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. James moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Charlie Pulio. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. James moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Tom Glavine pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gant is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gant hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 8, Braves, 8. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Alvarez now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gant misplays the ball. That's an error on Gant. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Virgil and he is out, Gant applying the tag. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Perry hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Perry reaches second base with a double. McReynolds throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Perry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Griffey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elster strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Roger McDowell. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-5 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Wilson. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Backman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Mukey Wilson now playing center field. Terry Leach now pitching. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. James takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Carter and he is out, Elster applying the tag. 2 outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field. Griffey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffey. Strawberry goes all the way around to score. McReynolds moves to second. It's 9-8, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Jim Morrison pinch hits for Jose Alvarez. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gant reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Obergefell strikes out. 2 outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Atlanta Braves, 8. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.